also be a reception immediately following the program at the Museum of East Alabama.
Live from the News Talk WANI studios in Auburn, Alabama, this is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Do it each and every month as we do a business spotlight. This time, RV Roadway, as Heidi Hand joins me as we talk about all the things that they have on. First off, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
First time in a radio studio?
Yes, it is a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us on.
I will admit, I'm going to toot my own horn a little bit. This is nicer than most radio studios.
I believe it. I would agree with that.
So the next one, because there's going to be another radio station that hears this business spotlight, and they're going to say, hey, let's invite her on our station now.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've never been in one, so I wouldn't know the difference.
Well, when you go in there, just congratulate them on that dump that they have.
I sure will.
And so so we're here to talk about RV Roadway, which one of our proud sponsors and who's on with us from time to time. And I think one of the important things when we're doing a business spotlight is how this came about. You said it is family owned. This is literally a family business.
Yes, sir.
Talk about that a little bit, like the people that you work for and with, and are you part of the family?
No, I'm I mean, I might as well be, because I see them more than I see my own family members.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but yes, family owned and operated. The environment is family owned. I have children, 3 and 5 years old. So on the other side of being a customer, but being an employee, it's very open, and I can appreciate so greatly the true family oriented environment, because, you know, they understand family comes first, and we try to influence that to our customers as well and let them feel that in our atmosphere when they walk into the dealership.
Do they appreciate that too? Because I will say, you know, my dad's bumping up on 80, so he finally got rid of his RV that he had, but he had a fifth wheel for years. He had a fifth wheel, and he and mom went camping, and then after my mom passed, he was like, all right, this isn't the same anymore. But one thing he noticed was the family atmosphere just in the RV community itself. So I'm sure they appreciate that they can come onto y'all's lot and see stuff and talk to quote-unquote family members.
Yes, and we are no pressure. So when they're on the lot, you know, we're letting them take control of the situation. You know, what do you want to do? We're going to do it. You want to go over here? We're going to go over there. You want to ask this? You want to talk about that? You want to go look at this? You want me to explain this? That's kind of how it is. So they go at their own pace, you know, and we kind of follow them and lead them and guide them while they're on the lot. And just, you know, let them make their decisions, and the environment there is, that's how we want it to be, you know, so that they can feel relaxed and calm and understand, you know, hey, I like this place. This is where I'm going to buy from.
Well, and you mentioned the customers. I mean, that's the thing is you guys think you're a customer-based business just like we are. And so y'all need them just as well as we do. So I know you guys want to give a big thank you and a big shout-out to the customers,
Yes. Thank you so much to everyone who has allowed RV Roadway of Opelika to expand and grow for the amazing brands that we carry and the locals that come in and even the people that travel to Opelika to see our dealership and our inventory. Thank y'all so much.
It's a thing that when you get involved in that, I noticed my dad went back, this was 15, 20 years ago, but when he was getting into it, I mean, he did his research. I'm sure y'all see that. So when they get on the lot and they're shocked that you guys are actually not trying to swindle them with anything.
Correct.
I mean, what they see is what they get.
Yeah, because this isn't going out and buying a car, you know, and saying, oh, well, I like the color of it, or I like the leather on the inside. You know, this is a floor plan that you are buying, that you are going to take out, that you are going to be spending some time in, you know, and it's got to meet your needs. You know, you want it to be what you want it to be in order to justify the reason that you're buying. It's like anything else in life. And so that's where product knowledge comes in. You know, we train and encourage our salespeople to be very familiar with the product and the brand that we're showing our guests and our customers, you know, to help explain, you know, there's so many RVs. After a while, they can all start to look the same.
They
so
do.
You
got
to know what sets them apart. You got to know the features and things like that.
Well, I'm going to do her job for her. I'm going to tell you right now, because I'm going to upsell you, because my dad, the first one he bought was a pull behind.
Okay.
And then he got the fifth wheel.
Okay.
And he flat out told me, he said, that was very stupid for me to buy the pull behind. He said, because the fifth wheel was so much easier. One to maneuver, so much more room, just because, you know, the bed was up top and it allowed them to have so much more room, especially having grandkids, because our daughters were young at the time. And so dropping them off, the girls could stay down in the main cabin area while mom and, you know, grandma and grandpa went up there and went to bed, and they could let them watch TV. And so let me just tell you, when you show up on the lot, they'll sell you the pull behind if you want it, but get the fifth wheel.
Right.
I promise
you.
So
we always tell our customers and anyone that comes into the dealership that doesn't know exactly what they're looking for, buy your second camper first. What that means is a lot of people who hasn't ever owned a camper, they're going to go small. They're going to go they're maybe thinking about price, weight, length, all that. Maybe they're not familiar with towing. They're going to go small. And then they're going to get in there. They're going to spend a few weeks in there. They're going to realize, oh, my goodness, what have we done? Mm-hmm. This does not suit us or work for us at all. So then they're going to come back and they're going to buy their second camper, which is the camper they should have bought the first time. Mm-hmm. And so we always try to, you know, guide our customers in that way that are not very experienced with that or in that. That way they're not frustrated a few weeks down the road.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it will happen. It's happened to every camper owner, my buddy. Right. That did it. He and his family, he got a pull behind to start with. He now is in a fifth wheel up in northeast Alabama. It happens with everybody. So I think that's a perfect way to put it. Buy camper number two your first time around.
Absolutely.
Instead of buying camper number one.
Yes, sir.
And then you're going to see even more bells and whistles that you can on it a little bit later on. So Heidi Whitney, RV Roadway is what we're talking. They're one of our proud Auburn Athletic sponsors. So when she says family, she means it, including the Auburn family, which they are a part of. We'll talk more with Heidi momentarily after this. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Opelika Mayor Gary Fuller's favorite AM signal.
News Talk WANI.
Need to book a ride? Easy peasy. For LRPT and PECS, paratransit passengers. Now there's the LR Rides app, the only way to go. Saves you time with no on-hold waiting. Using the app is efficient, too. You can book whenever you like, even in the middle of the night. And the LR Rides app is accurate. Enter your information, the rest is automatic. For recurring trips, book them all at once in the app. Then when you want to locate your bus, ta-da, there it is, right on the app. Cancellation? Yep, you can do that too. So, where to get the LR Rides app? From your app store. Or go online to Lee Russell Council of Government's webpage, lrcog.com. Departments, public transit. Follow the prompts to get the app or book your ride directly. It really is easy peasy with the LR Rides app, another service of the Lee Russell Council of Government's.
Since Auburn Bank opened in 1907, we've been tested by world wars, pandemics, and plenty of troubled times. Through it all, we've not only survived, but thrived by staying true to our core values of sound money management and putting our customers first. And just as surely as more challenges will come, we'll meet them the way we always have, with your confidence and our experience. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Jonathan here with University Ace Hardware. At University Ace, we make renting easy. Pick up a pressure washer, grab the right cleaner, and get expert advice all in one trip. Not sure what you need? Our team is here to help, guaranteeing that you leave with everything required to get the job done right. From chainsaws and dingoes to lifts, zero-turn mowers, and much more. Rent for 4 hours a day, a week, or even a month. Whatever fits your project. Skip the extra trips and rent local. Visit University Ace Hardware today, next to the movie theater in Auburn.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
You can help others in your community. Opelika Share is a way for neighbors to help neighbors. The program benefits qualified Opelika residents with their power bills. Giving is easy with Opelika Share. Check the box on your power bill. You can give as little as $1 each month or make a one-time donation. How big is your heart? It's up to you. For more information, call Opelika Power at area 334-705-5170.
Live from the News Talk WANI studios in Auburn, Alabama, this is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Welcome back. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. As we talk with Heidi, RV Roadway is what we're discussing, business spotlight that we have here on News Talk WANI. And we've talked about some of the things that you have on the lot. We've talked about whether it be a fifth wheel or whether it be a pull behind or whatever it may be. But what are some of the brands? Because a lot of these people that know, as I said, they do their research.
Correct.
The consumers do their research.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They know what they're looking for. I mean, I asked you before we came on the air about the Airstream.
Right, correct.
Because I wanted to know what made it special, what was famous
absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely.
And you were telling me, I mean, it's because it's almost indestructible. So that's why a lot of people like them.
Yes.
However, some people prefer prefer room.
Right.
Some people prefer, if they're just a single dude that's going across the country and hunting, mm-hmm. they may get some sort of like something smaller that they could use, yes. or something of that nature. So let's talk about some of the top brands you guys have.
So we have some of the number one selling brands across the United States. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in Opelika, we are going to have Keystone Montana yep. High Country, which is going to be our number one. That's like the number one selling luxurious fifth wheel for 50 years now. Montana's definitely got a name for themselves. So Keystone Montana, you got the regular, and you got the High Country, and then we're going to move to the Keystone Cougars. Cougar, once again, has been a number one seller for Keystone for a long time. Very great quality with mm-hmm. those, as far, and the Montana as well. And then you're going to move into some of the Forest River products. We're going to have Forest River Sabres and Sandpipers, which is fifth wheels. We're going to have Cherokee, which is the number one selling brand as well. Cherokee's been very popular over the last few years. We're going to have the Alpha Wolf and the Arctic Wolf. So that's travel trailer, and then fifth wheel. And we have, I mean, seriously, all types of brands. We are the only Sunset Park dealer in the state of Alabama, and we do fantastic. Sunset Park is amazing. The community and customers and locals love those. The price point's amazing. They're not too big. Just very good for wanting to seek an active outdoor adventure without wanting to break the bank or going too big. Mm-hmm. So we have those. We're going to have the Forest River No Boundaries, Keystone Springdales. We do have Forest River Wildwoods, which are very popular as well. We do really good with those. Customers love those. They have a lot of different options, but everything that we have on our lot has its own story, its own experience when you walk through it, mm-hmm. its own look, its own design, and all of our inventory complements each other really well. We have a lot to choose from. And like I said, we have the number one selling brands all across the board. Mm-hmm. We have those in Opelika.
It's funny because when they get to looking at stuff like that, they want to know about like how lightweight, because they're going to want to know about gas mileage. What do I need to pull it? Mm-hmm. Whether it be if I've got an F-150, will this handle it? If I've got an F-250, will it handle it? Our engineer, he's a big camper. He's been doing it for years. Got a big F-350 that he had to buy out of Texas in order to pull his. And now he also pulls all kinds of big heavy equipment like tractors that he cuts our towers with and stuff. So that gave him a chance to. He used, I think, the tractor's the excuse to get the upgraded truck to pull the camper.
Oh yeah, you gotta have both.
I wonder how many men show up like that and they's like, "Honey, I just don't know if this F-150 is gonna do it."
Oh yeah, they'll do it. They'll do it so quick. I'll be out there on the lot and he'll be like, "You know, honey, I just don't think the truck's gonna pull it. I think we're gonna have to get a new truck." And I'm like, and she's like, "No, we're not." And, you know, I'll either come back with, "Okay, well, let's not have to get a new truck. Let's get, the camper to fit your truck." Or, you know, like, "Hey, what are you thinking? What are you in the market for?"
I love it. I say that all the time. It's my buddies that end up buying campers, and whether it be, you know, pull behind or like the tractor trailer type, or if it's a fifth wheel. And I find it funny that, and then I see a new truck about 2 years later sitting mm-hmm. in their driveway. Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Now, where did that come from?"
And then when they get the new truck, they're going to want a new camper again.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Oh, yeah.
The last one I told you, my buddy from North Alabama, he told his wife, he's like, "All right, so now
here's what's going on.
I got it equipped for a fifth wheel." So we got to start looking at upgrading the fifth wheel. So I absolutely love it. So some of the top brands sold right here. Two locations. We were talking about that in the break. You got the Opelika location, you got a Calera location.
Yes, sir.
So the people that may be passing through and listen to this, or we got a couple of people that stream from up there in the Birmingham mm-hmm. area. You guys have got a place just down the road from them if they want to go there as well. The thing that I think is real cool about you guys that a lot of places don't do is the full service.
Absolutely.
And when I say full service, I mean it goes everything from collision to repairs to you name it. You guys have got it on the lot.
Yes. We have an accessory store. Mm-hmm. We are a full service dealer. So I'm talking sales, retail store, parts, service. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we also have a collision center mm-hmm. at our sister store, which is going to be in the Calera location. But if you are an Opelika local or customer, you don't have to buy from us. You could buy anywhere. But if you are familiar with RV Roadway, then you'll know we do have a collision center in Calera. It is absolutely amazing. The gentleman who runs that is fantastic. I've never met anyone like him. Mm-hmm. So if you ever get in a wreck, if your camper ever gets hit, if you ever have a blowout and it's done broke, your fender well and some stuff around that, mm-hmm. hey, we got you covered. We are your one-stop shop for everything RV.
Or those people that back into those big yellow poles.
Absolutely.
They say they never saw it.
Or they were backing it up in the driveway and hit the tree limb. And don't know what happened.
My dad, he always searched for like a pull through whenever he went to campgrounds.
So
Now, thing is, and he drove an 18-wheeler for a few years after he retired from the education business. Wow. He drove an 18-wheeler, so he had no problem backing it up. But it wasn't him backing it up. It was that if mom wanted to drive home, he wanted to make sure that we had everything set where we could move around a little bit and get it taken care of. So top brands, full service. I do like the fact you got the collision center. And as you said, even if you didn't buy from them, you still can get it fixed. They'll be more than happy to take care of you as well. Well, now you've become famous as of late. YouTube sensation.
I'd like to think so. Just a little bit in the RV industry, I might be somewhat up and coming.
So if they go to YouTube and they're looking for you, they can find your walkthrough videos.
Yes,
they just search RV Roadway?
Yes, RV Roadway. And both of our locations share the same YouTube account. We do carry some of the same brands across the board too at both locations, but I do it all together. Our socials, the Facebooks are separated, but I do the walkthroughs. I'll post them on Facebook, YouTube. And they're also linked to our website. And what my main goal for the videos is not to promote myself, but what I try to do is that when people are on our website and they're shopping and I have that video linked to it, or they're on YouTube and they happen to search something and my video pops up, by the time you are done watching that, my goal is for you to have your decision or be more confident leaving the video than you was when you started it. And then hopefully when you get to our lot, you'll know exactly what you want. You won't have many questions because you watched the video and had to hear me talk for 15 to 20 minutes at a time. And that's my goal. I want people to be able to make a decision and it not be a hassle, because like I said, all these RVs start to look the same when, you know, when you're looking for a while. And so hopefully something about myself can help you, you know, I can teach you and, you know, kind of get you experienced with what it is you're looking at.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. All these videos you've done. You got a favorite? Favorite RV?
Favorite RV.
If you said, you know what? I've got unlimited funds.
Yeah.
This is what I want.
Oh. Man. Okay. I mean, I might be a little biased.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to go with this full body painted Keystone Montana rear den we got in Opelika. It's going to be it.
That is phenomenal.
It's going to be it.
Absolutely love it. We got to head to break real quick. We come back. We'll talk about the competitive pricing, that best price up front that everybody wonders about. It is a true, real thing. We'll talk about it momentarily on the other side. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking Business Spotlight with RV Roadway and Heidi with us, one of our proud Auburn University athletic sponsors. Auburn City Schools announces their bus driver job fair May 28th from 9 a.m. to noon at Pumphrey Avenue in Auburn. They'll offer part-time employment with full-time benefits. Drivers also can earn sick and personal leave in addition to being enrolled in the Teachers Retirement System of Alabama with eligibility for health insurance. Working only a few morning and afternoon hours, it is paid training along with a daily pay rate of over $98 per day. It's the Auburn City Schools Bus Driver Job Fair May 28th from 9 to noon. For more information, go to auburnschools.org.
Hit the road in style with RV Roadway. The Memorial Day sale is on through May 31st. Make no payments for 45 days. Plus, find a huge selection of fifth wheels, travel trailers, and more at unbeatable prices. Now at RV Roadway, Alabama's sales and service center with locations in Opelika and Calera. Browse anytime at rvroadway.com. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale at RV Roadway, where we sell RVs for less.
It's amazing how many situations arise in life when you just need some help. Issues with aging, transportation, business. That's when you call on the Lee Russell Council of Governments. We solve problems. With some 72 programs, it's likely we can improve the quality of your life. The Area Agency on Aging can offer some home-delivered meals, medication assistance, dementia respite, even 9 senior centers for fun, education, and a good hot meal. Or need a ride? LRPT and PECS Public Transit Systems provide demand response, fixed route, and ADA paratransit service. And now with the LR Rides app, there's no on-hold call waiting. We work toward the future, too, with planning and development, securing state and federal grants for projects that affect you. Call 334-749-5264 or visit lrcog.com. Let the Lee Russell Council of Governments help solve the problems life's brought your way.
Yellowwood knows that a five-star backyard is the place to make lasting memories. Like cookouts. Cornhole with friends. Ooh, a neighborhood potluck with your wife's pasta salad. The one with the feta. Oh, sorry. Or taking a nap on your deck in a hammock. Naps are memories. I love naps. For five-star backyards and the most memorable experiences, Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Live from the News Talk WANI studios in Auburn, Alabama, this is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Final segment, Business Spotlight, News Talk WANI, as we're talking with Heidi and RV Roadway. For more information, go to rvroadway.com. Before we start talking about the website, we do have something that's going to be coming up. You got a Memorial Day sale that's going to run through the end of the month?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And that is with approved credit, no payments for 45 days. We are wanting to, you know, kind of say thank you to the locals and to all of our customers that take the time to come and see us. So anything we can do to, you know, if customers are like, well, it's Memorial Day, we're not really focused on buying right now. Well, hey, here's an extra hump we can do to help you out, to get you over that edge or to make you feel more confident.
I think that it's great that some of the pricing is already up there on the website.
Oh, yes.
At rvroadway.com. I also like the fact that you told me before they call it competitive pricing, best price up front.
Mm-hmm.
That means you don't have to go on and people are not coming out there and there's not a lot of haggling.
Right.
It's one of those deals where it's like, look, this is the best deal you can get right
now. Yes, absolutely. Yes, it is. And that is what we try to advertise up front. We don't want to play any games. You know, this is the price. This is the best we can do. And we hope you understand, you know, like, this really is the lowest price.
Mm-hmm.
And we do advertise with RV Trader. And you can go on there and see, you know, you can search lowest to highest. And we are always at the top because we have the lowest prices.
Yep. Financing available?
Absolutely.
And I will say the one I was looking at, I told her just a minute ago, I said, literally right now, I got a teenager, a 16-year, well, she's 17. Right, between her car and her insurance is costing me more than what it would be to get in one of these Cougars that she was telling me about that comes in like a, almost like a Hunter military green type
color. It is a Hunter green. It's called the Hero Edition. They are fabulous. You're talking about a Hunter green aluminum exterior or fiberglass exterior with green lights. It's not, there's nothing else like it. It looks so good.
It does. It looks very cool. And if I bought that, then I could justify getting the new truck because it wouldn't match my current truck.
Right.
So I'd have to get one that matched it in order to be able to go to these. I don't want to be slumming when I go to these campgrounds, all right?
the camper's got to match the truck.
Exactly. It's a huge thing. So we were talking about, so the best ways to find you are going to be probably the website?
Yes, sir.
RVRoadway.com.
RVRoadway, that's it.
You can also search them up on YouTube. You will see her pretty face just sitting there and giving you the chit-chats through all these things and how everything. Do you like go through the stuff too? Do you like push buttons and make slide outs happen and all that?
Everything.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We go over chassis. We go over axles. We go over underbelly from the build to the wall to construction to interior features and colors.
That is awesome.
So everything.
I bet you love your job.
I do. Yeah. I love my job.
I really
do.
Two locations to serve you: Opelika, Calera. Plus, they got the collision center where you can go and get it taken care of. Even if you didn't buy them from them, they won't shun you. They won't look down on you. They do. They do trade as well. If you're curious about that, because they do take trade-ins, buy new. They do have some used ones on the lot as well.
We
I did see that.
We got a few good options.
And so, if you're looking to maybe you're like, I want to make that first buy, but I'm not sure what I want to do. Go ahead and get that used one. It's probably been taken really good care of from most of the people that I've dealt with in the camping field. So it's been well taken care of. So look at that as well. RVRoadway.com. Heidi, thank you. You're awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. We're going to talk Memorial Day breakfast, the mayor's Memorial Day breakfast with Puck and Mary. That's coming up on the other side. And then at the bottom of next hour, it is the Boys and Girls Club of East Alabama. We'll talk about that as well. So we've got AJ coming in, and he's bringing a host of guests with him. So we'll discuss that as we head into the weekend. Again, no show on Monday, as we are off on Monday, as well as not just Monday for us, but Monday for the sports channels as well. So no shows there either. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk, WANI, WANI AM.